The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Dr. Eddie Murphy is with us. He is a clinical psychologist from the 40-Day Health Challenge. And today, Dr. Eddie, is the Mondayest of Mondays, described as Blue Monday. Where did this even come from, this Blue Monday thing?
It's a whole makey-up thing. It was originally a very clever marketing campaign for a travel company. So there's no science validation. It's pseudoscience. But it gives us a great opportunity to talk about mental well-being or mental health. But there you go. That's where it comes from. Very clever marketing.
Totally made up. Is gas.
So it's a long month, you know, when people look at their bank balance and then they're looking at the weather and maybe New Year's resolutions. And the marketing company said this is a great time now to get people to look at booking their holidays.
Oh, yeah, something to look forward to. I get you. So for our 40-Day Health Challengers, I mean, I think they're all doing amazingly well and I'm following them all on their social media. But you can kind of sometimes have that dip in the middle of a challenge and you run out of steam a little bit and your mental health can kind of go, oh, why am I actually doing this? Do you know that kind of way? What would you say to people to keep going?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, I always think that regardless of any effort we make, we're going to hit blocks and walls and obstacles. And how do we push through? And sometimes I think pushing through is whether in life, I'd even invite your listeners to think about a time that they really struggled. They probably find that they were at their best, even though they were struggling because they kept going. So having that, you can use your mind, as in maybe some mantras, I can get through this, I've been through worse, I've been through this before, I know I can reach out to a wise friend that can give me some guidance and advice. So there's different areas that we can dip into. We know that we've been through tough periods and we've got through this before.
I know that you were giving the challengers a task to do throughout this challenge on a daily basis. So what kind of tasks have you given them?
So it's all online there at the 40dayhealthchallenge.ie. Every day, you know, it's around practicing gratitude, engaging in nature, taking some time for themselves, saying no, prioritizing self-care, managing levels of stress, talking about relationships. There's some brilliant advice there. I'm going to say that anyway. But what I really notice is that the challengers, along with the food and the exercise program, they're really engaging in this at a quite a deep level, asking them their why. Why are they doing this? And that was the really first one. And I know for one of our challengers, it was really about she struggled to identify her why. And her why turns out to be because I am important. And
yes,
because
this is
I'm
Trish.
Worth it.
Yeah.
It's really important for Trish. So we do hit, it's natural in life, we're going to hit times that things are going to flow really well, and then there are times that we're going to struggle. And I believe that we speak to ourselves with compassion, actually, because quite often people, you know, they use the whip and they're critical and beat themselves up. Oh, there you go again, you haven't completed anything, oh, you failed, you're no good for anything. That's that really negative critical voice. Imagine if we could convert that into a supportive voice. It's okay, there's times you can struggle, but I know you'll get up. I know you can do this. I know you'll push through. That's the supporting voice.
I loved your gratitude task that you gave the challengers, actually, Dr. Eddie. And I have to admit, I shed a tear when I was watching Sheena talk about her family and her husband in particular and about how much he does for them and how much she appreciates them. We don't do that enough. Sure, we don't.
We don't do that enough. I think it's maybe it's an Irish thing, but we find it very hard to be open with someone and say, I love you, thank you so much for being in my life, I really appreciate it, or give someone a hug that you haven't seen and when you've seen them. Sometimes we say hello, and I think that sort of gratitude, whether it's in verbal or non-verbal ways, is a huge thing. It's good for us as well, good for the individual to hear it, but it's also good for us
to realise what we have.
Yeah, to sit in that moment. I mean, fundamentally, our life is about relationships, isn't it? And it's relationships, and one of the most important relationships we have is the relationship with ourselves, and then our relationship, and from that stretches our relationship with others. And that can be challenging. Like, I'm a parent of teens, so I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know that teens is quite a challenge. They say you get fired at 13 and you get rehired at 24 if you're lucky. And in the meantime, you're topping up a Revolut card.
Oh, yeah. The bank of dad, yeah. Yeah, brilliant.
I know, like, when I do some talks, parenting talks in schools and 5th and 6th years around, because my pathway to psychology was a circuitous way. I didn't come out of the Irish school system with a huge level of confidence or I actually became a more like a later learner.
Oh.
And there's a real message there, a message of change and of hope, and that you can really find, you don't necessarily, a lot of people don't know what they want to be at that early age in life.
Yeah.
And we're going to go through many different careers, and sometimes just give a message that things can change for you. And I tell you, on Blue Monday, I'd invite people to think about change, being orientated, think about change as the norm, not resist change, and embrace it and try and get ahead of it.
Do you know, I'm intrigued, Eddie, now to find out what it is that you did when you left school then, and when did you go into this line of work?
So yeah, I would say I had a very, very ordinary leaving cert. I'm not one of these 560 point psychologists or whatever. I emigrated, went over to the UK, and I trained as a general nurse. There wasn't many options in the 80s, Trina. So I lived and worked in the National Health Service for 12 years. And during that period, had no knowledge of psychology, never met a psychologist, wouldn't know anything about it, never really was discussed in the 80s. Met some psychologists over there, but after about maybe 8 years in my career, I was, that is the job for me. And then I went back to education, and thankfully I was able to support myself because I was working weekends and night duties.
And can I ask you, Eddie, how old were you when you went back to education? Because this is something that I know a lot of our challengers are facing, redundancy in the coming months, and this could be something that... You know, I think a lot of people can relate to, what can I do with my life if, like that, I need to change career later on?
It's interesting you're asking me that. Like, well into my 20s, like I was late 20s, early 30s. One of the greatest joy of being a psychologist is quite often people come to you and I can recall like a patient that have come to see me, many of them, you know, they might have gone in, done a science degree or a master's or something, and they come out and they're desperately unhappy. And they think, I've committed all this time, but actually it's not what I want to do. And I suppose the fabulous thing of the area of work, people come in and tell you about their jobs and roles and stuff like that. And you're sort of looking at the individual and you're listening them very deeply and you're going, I wonder now. And then you sort of suggest, because you've, like I've heard nearly 1,000 different jobs or roles. Sort of interesting.
Yeah.
And then I'm sort of going to the person who's coming in really unhappy. Have you considered this? And quite often it lights up their life. It really shifts their mood. It can give them a new lease of life. And we know that through the whole science of positive psychology, the people who engage in education and growth. And sometimes even for when people are really struggling around their mental health, I'd encourage things like an evening course, whether it's going to learn how to do Indian cooking or creative stuff or whatever it is. It's actually not about the course. It's about getting out. It's about going on it for 10 weeks, doing something, about meeting new people.
Yeah.
It can open up totally different. It can fire up loads of different neurons. It can really shift people in their thinking, and it can build a level of confidence. Right around the country, there's education and training boards, ETBs. Each area, each county in Ireland has an adult education information and guidance service, which is free and it's available to anybody. And if they're wondering about change of career or whatever, they're very good. Because if you think about it, we don't really get great career guidance. Well, I didn't anyway, but at that part of school, and we don't really know what we want to do.
Mm.
But we've a better idea then, as we even recall there, Anne from last year's Operation Transformation, Anne that was down in Wexford with arthritis. So Anne completed a special needs assistance course, and she's doing some part-time work in a special needs assistant. But she was out of education for decades and just thrived going back to education.
I love that. It is never too late to make that change.
Never.
And sometimes you're forced into it because of like that redundancy or whatever, but if you're unhappy in your job, maybe today is not going to be a Blue Monday. Maybe today is the day you make a decision to make that change. Dr. Eddie Murphy, you learn something new every day. Never knew that. You used to be a nurse in the UK before you became a clinical
general
psychologist. General nurse.
Yeah,
handy to know now if we ever need you for something else.
I worked in the whole area of cardiology and intensive care.
Wow.
So if you ever have a broken heart, Trina,
I hope I never have to see you for that. But there you are, Dr. Eddie Murphy. And we'll chat to you soon. Thanks so much.
Take care.
The 40-Day Health Challenge.
You got me fired. On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.